I've started. Shit. Test the microphone. 1, 2, 1, 2.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Cool. Well, we're recording anyway. Welcome, everyone, to episode 28, maybe, of Hit the Ball podcast. I don't know. It's a big one.
It's a big one.
It's the biggest one since the first one. And that went well. This is the day before the marathon.
Yes.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I am feeling fantastic. To quote the Scottish legends, what are they called?
The Crankies.
The Crankies. I feel fan blooming great. Thank you very much.
Is it actually them?
Huh? Did I say fan blooming great? Yeah.
No, I was taking the mickey. I didn't think I'd be wrong. But
all right. Yes, I feel grand. I feel ready. My leg is feeling better. My groin is feeling on point.
I'm ready to go. Because it's been a week of emotions for you.
It has. It's been up and down, and then up again, and then down again, and now I'm back up. I feel fantastic. Yeah, it was when I was putting weight on it. That's what was really concerning me. But I persevered with the ibuprofen gel. My apologies to ibuprofen gel makers. For a couple of weeks ago, I was slating yous because I didn't think that it made any difference. But when you massage it in quite a few times...
People don't need to be thinking of you massaging your groin, thanks very much.
Yeah, you don't know what people are into. People could be into it.
All right, well, I'm no.
Just saying. You weren't saying that when you were doing it for me a couple of weeks.
I was not. I was not, just to clarify.
It's the second last episode. We can say whatever we want. People know what we're like.
What are we like?
So, yeah, tomorrow, Sunday, the 26th of May, tomorrow, I'm going to run a marathon, which is a fucking ridiculous sentence.
Yes. Yes, I mean, it is.
Both times I've signed up to, like, I signed up to the half marathon, it was a night shift. It was when I was working night shift and I was bored and there was nothing else to do, and I seen somebody talking about a half marathon and I thought I could do that, so I signed up to it during a night shift when I was clearly
nothing tired. Happened. No decisions made on a night shift are good decisions.
It's the same. Well, night shift decisions are the same as drunk decisions. I'm sure I was drunk when I signed up for the marathon.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know whether, maybe I should either stop doing night shifts or stop drinking. It's, don't know. Or just do neither.
Night shift, you do get that drunk feeling at night shift, like especially after it. It's almost like a hangover.
Yes.
It's weird.
And you have to go home. You have to go home after a heavy night, and then you sleep till all hours, and then you get up and do it all again the next night.
It's like what happens through the night doesn't really happen. Like you think that it doesn't happen. Like, night shift shopping, also lethal.
Yeah.
Bored, quiet.
People who don't do night shifts don't understand.
Yeah.
It's a mad...
If I spend this money at 3 a.m, I've not really spent it. It didn't really happen.
And then you wake up the next afternoon, forget to look at your bank account, because what have you been buying on Amazon?
And what holidays have you booked?
That's mostly the case for you. Yeah, definitely. So I don't think I'll be making any more night shift / drunk marathon decisions after this. But what I do want to do is I want to keep running, because I feel, like, in terms of, like, appearance-wise, I've done I like doing these comparison pictures. I was going to put one up on Instagram, and then I chickened out. You know how I do that?
Yes.
Because I felt a bit self-conscious about doing it, but I done a comparison picture from September 2023 when I started running, and it was just after I started the training, and it was my mum's retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And then a picture of me a couple of weeks ago when I was at Ibrox for the tour with my dad, and you can totally see a difference. I'm just saying that.
Yes, you can. Look good. You should put the picture up.
I'll put it up tonight or tomorrow morning, first thing. Think along with a wee soppy post probably. So yeah, Saturday night I've been spoilt this week by my lovely wife and co-host. Yes. You've been very, very sweet. You're sweet to me all the time, well, most of the time, some of the time.
Hey, day.
Rarely, but you know I'm joking. You know I'm joking, right?
Yeah. Just say the nice thing and stop backtracking. Stop digging yourself a hole.
Yeah. Although one of the nice things you did for me, because you've been meal prepping for me. So this week we've had amazing things. We've had steak and sweet potato, baked sweet potato, which I think is my new favourite thing. I liked it.
It could have been a lot better. It was overbaked.
I think, yeah. I mean, I think it was only one sweet potato as well. So I think maybe they're quite small compared to baked potatoes. Maybe two would be better. But can't fault you for the actual what you've prepared, because the meals have been amazing. Steak and sweet potato cubes, they were good. Yep. What else? The pasta today we had.
Yes.
I had pasta Alfredo a couple of days ago, which I made it, and it wasn't very good.
Well, you forgot ingredients and the chicken was dodgy. So
yeah, I forgot garlic and the chicken was well dodgy.
Excuse me.
I did suffer for that last night, by the way. Not that you need to know, but the chicken clearly was dodgy. And tonight we had hamburger pasta.
Cheeseburger pasta.
Which was like a bit like spaghetti bolognese, but it had a bit more cheese in it.
It had cheese in it, and it should have had pickles in it. I put pickles in mine. You put some pickles in yours.
I'm not a big pickle fan.
It also had milk in it, ketchup, things you would never think. Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire. I can't say that word.
Worcestershire.
It's like that other place I can't say.
Which one?
Yeah, the other one.
Which one? Say it, please. It's the second last episode.
Shropshire.
That's not how you say it.
That's how I say it.
But you almost put, and I'm not slagging you off here, but you almost put jalapenos in it.
It said in the recipe to put jalapenos in it. And you like jalapenos.
I do. I love jalapenos, but I don't love jalapenos the next day. Okay. And I don't want to be doing a Paula Radcliffe halfway through the marathon.
Okay, so you didn't get jalapenos. It's okay.
I didn't get jalapenos. There was now a wee sneaky pepper in there. But I am sitting, I don't know if I should be eating a chocolate bar, but it's carbs in it.
I don't know.
It's a treat. It's a treat for myself. I've done well. I've had a tough week.
28 grams of carbohydrates.
That's a lot, I think.
Per bar.
One thing I would change, maybe, about the training is looking more into the nutrition side of things. All I've really done is cut down on things instead of like maybe increasing my intake in certain foods. But
yeah.
It all doesn't matter now. It's all done.
Well, it's hard to change like everything at once, you know what I mean? Like you can only do like, you're changing your lifestyle in terms of your exercise and then to commit to that, and then, you know, you can gradually bring it in.
Yeah.
But it's hard to do.
The scary thought that I realised today is it's been 10 days. Well, tomorrow, the day of the marathon, it's been 10 days since my last run.
Yeah, since that's...
I've done a 5K. So in terms of prep, it's obviously not been the best.
But on the Edinburgh Marathon Facebook page thing, that you said, you're not alone. There's definitely loads of people who have been in the same boat, like had like rocky training or some injuries and stuff like that.
I don't think anybody's training's really perfect, unless you're like
an actual runner,
an actual athlete. Yeah,
yeah.
It's never going to be perfect. I've got my wee notes of things that I need to remember. I was thinking as well about the injury and what I think caused the injury. Obviously, what actually caused it was I turned too fast and my groin stretched, and that's how it got sore. But I've got another theory.
Don't be telling that on the podcast.
I wanted to take you back to episode 2 of the Hit the Wall podcast.
What was wrong with it that day? Was it a cable?
There was definitely cabling issues that day. But so episode 2, da-da-da-das, when we're talking about things that annoy us. In that episode, I told a story about going to run in the dark. And I kicked something that I thought was a lump of grass, which may have turned out to have been a hedgehog.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Because when I turned back, I saw a hedgehog on the path. So I think I've been cursed by the hedgehog. I think that's it makes sense, because it just does, because was in my mind, and that makes sense to me. It's so it must be there must be some sort of truth to it. If I say it enough,
that's what you get for kicking a hedgehog.
For kicking a hedgehog. So clearly, it wasn't a bunch of wet grass. It was obviously a wee hedgehog. So I want to take my
wee furious hedgehog
opportunity to say, fuck you, hedgehog, because your curse didn't work, because my leg's now fine. So, hope I did kick you.
Wow. Wow.
And I'm only joking. I love hedgehogs.
Do you? I love hedgehogs.
I like Sonic.
I've never heard you express such enthusiasm.
I like Sonic.
Yeah.
Sonic was a classic. See, they're bringing out another Sonic film. With Knuckles. Remember, were you into Sonic?
No.
Ah, well, it's a boys thing. Conversations lost on you then.
But girls can like Sonic too.
Girls can like Sonic.
It was a boys thing. It's not really me. But talking of Knuckles, though, I do have a funny story.
About Knuckles. Oh, yes.
So Riley was saying something about her hand in the back of the car the other day. A lot of these stories seem to be in the back of the car. Things that go on in the car are quite funny. Anyway.
Yeah.
Just saying something about her hand. And I said, "What do you know what that part of you is called?" Like, she's pointing to like the knuckles on her hand. "Do you know what that part of you is called?" And she said, "No." And I said, "That's your knuckles." At which point she lifted her two hands up and tentatively covered her nipples. She had clothes on. But I was like, and looked at me like, "Why are you saying that?" Yes. I was like, "No, that's your knuckles on your hand."
I love when they pick up when they misinterpret things or say the wrong things.
Honestly.
But that must be really confusing for her, because she must think that she's got nipples on her hands and nipples on her nipples.
She's talking to confusion as well. Confusing. So obviously she's really into like letters just now, and she asks us what everything, how to spell everything,
mm-hmm.
like, and she asks, like, she'll say, like, "Oh, it's B for baby," or whatever, you know, like, stuff yeah. like that. So, she's just learning that, obviously. So, she said to me today, Y for one, I think is what she said, mm-hmm. Y for one, and I was like, "No, it's O for one," and then I was like, "Well, unless it's one as in won the race, you won a race, then it's W for one." Yeah. And I was like, "Let's just leave one."
You just dig yourself into a hole. Yeah.
It's just like, you know what? Some words are for your teacher to teach you.
Just learn that at school. I took her for our bike ride on the other day. We went through Wester Inch Village, and she decided to climb up a big grassy hill. Well, I stood at the bottom of it, and I'm not used to her being adventurous, and I was shitting myself. And she managed to get right to the top, and then she slid down, and she had her very first nettle sting.
I remember those days.
Yeah,
getting nettle stings.
And she was like, she was looking at her hand, but she couldn't see anything, but she couldn't understand why it was sore.
Mm-hmm.
So I was telling her that it's a nettle, but if you take a dock leaf.
Mm-hmm. I call it a docking leaf
as well, but I didn't know if that was the right term, so I thought I would say dock, because I think that is the right term.
Alright, well, if you're from Aarhus, it's docking.
A docking leaf, yeah. Which, and if you wrap it round your finger, or if you rub it against the sting, then it goes away.
Is that true?
Let me see. I actually meant to look this up.
While you're looking it up, I've got a nettle sting story that haunts me.
Go for it.
So I was 6. I was also on my bike. I think I'd just learned to do two wheels rather than stabilisers.
Uh-huh.
And we were cycling. It was me and my granddad. We were cycling along the path at Bokemet Park. So like the kind of narrow path that goes along the side of the road before you turn into the park.
Yeah. Yep, I know well.
And it used to be quite overgrown. And there was always nettles. And I've just lost my balance. Had shorts on, lost my balance, and turned and landed in the nettles. And I
You landed in the nettles?
Yes, I had shorts on. Both of my legs from knee to ankle were covered. Now, like, in my head, they were literally, like, covered. So I don't know if I can...
Yeah,
if I'm remembering that right or exaggerating it, but, yeah, knee to ankle. I remember it happening. I mean, no amounts of docking leaves or dock leaves or any kind of leaves were going to fix it.
No.
Like, it was very stingy. They were like all bubbly. My legs.
You needed to bathe in vinegar.
Well, that was the thing. The next thing I remember from the event is being in the bath at my gran's, like, and it being horrendous. Yeah.
Yeah. What does that? What's actually in a nettle sting? Do we
I've
know?
Never thought about it. I don't know. Anyway, I just know that was my traumatic nettle sting story.
It's often claimed that crushed dock leaves relieve the pain because their alkaline sap neutralizes the nettle's formic acid. But dock leaf sap is acidic too, so this cannot be true.
Oh, that's quite sad.
Yeah.
I don't like having my childhood things like that crushed. I'm right. Still going to tell my kids to rub dock leaves on nettle stings.
Yeah. What about the whole car light on during the night?
Oh, yeah, you can't have the light in the car on.
Yeah. Can you? I think you can.
Yes, I think you can.
You can, yeah. It's not a...
It's like a parent thing that you get told that you can't have the light on.
Have...
Why?
The light on in car while driving.
I mean, truckers go about with the big, like, neon signs on their... In their cars.
It's not illegal. It's legal.
It's legal. Yeah. There you go.
We can do that. What other ones were there? I was trying to think of other myths from childhood.
Well, I watched a reel about it just after you were talking about it as well, and there was loads in it. And I
that felt, always happens.
I know. Hold on, I maybe saved it.
Listening to us. Listening
definitely to listens to us.
One of them was that. One of them was, can you eat before swimming? Can you?
Oh yeah.
Eat before. This is great.
Here we go. Yeah, if you'd swim too soon, yeah.
Can you eat before swimming? Everyone has different levels of comfort regarding eating around swimming, so it's important to trial what works for you. Allow 2 to 4 hours before your swim if you've eaten. Boring answer.
Oh yeah, if you keep cracking your fingers, you'll have arthritis.
Please tell me that's not true because I do it all the time.
I don't think it's true.
It's not actually bones you're cracking as well. It's air.
It's the water.
It's water, that's it.
Yeah, it's water over your knuckles.
Just mad how water makes that noise, eh?
Yeah. I mean, I never really liked cracking my fingers, but...
I like doing it.
Nah.
I like doing it next to people who don't like doing it. Do you like the noise?
Nah, I don't mind the noise. I just don't like doing it to my own fingers.
I've worked with people who...
sit and do it as a habit.
No, when I'm sitting next to them and I do it and they're like...
All right, okay.
They make that noise.
What's the other one? Hold on, there's one more coming up that I thought was... I found the reel, by the way. Where is it?
Oh, just had another donation through. Shout out names.
Oh yeah, did you get told if you crossed your eyes they would get stuck like that if the wind blew the wrong way?
No, I got told if the wind changes and your face was a certain way, then your face would stay the same.
Yeah.
I didn't really believe that one.
Or your eyes would go square if you sat too close to the telly.
I didn't believe that the eyes would go square, but I believed that the eyes would. Your eyes would fuck up.
I mean, that's probably true.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Not only natural.
Your eyes would fuck up.
Any more? I can't think of any more off the top of my head.
I'm just seeing if there's any more on this reel. Quite a long reel.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, I know one. If you swallow chewing gum... it'll stay in your belly for seven years.
But it just passes like normal, doesn't it? Yep.
I don't know. Why is it 7 years though? Why is that like the universal specific time?
Yeah.
Let me Google it.
That always, whenever people say that, that always reminds me of that Friends episode when Chandler swallows Kronk, the action figure. And then,
if I know that one.
And then Phoebe says it'll just naturally pass because it was like Kronk's like an action figure, so he had like a gun and things like that. Phoebe says that it'll naturally pass through your system in about 7 years.
Oh.
And then Chandler says, "I think that's gum." And then Phoebe says, "Pretty sure it's gun."
No, so
R.I.P. Chandler Bing.
It doesn't digest in the stomach. But therefore, the body just expels it. Like
come at the bobby.
No, that would be weird. So just bubbles. Like anything, like sweet corn or what are you going on about?
Sorry, I was imagining the gum coming out of Willie and making bubbles.
That's quite funny. Bubble Bobby.
Bubble Bobby, does that mean? Right, sorry.
It's a bubble gun that kids can't play with.
Nope. Age 18 plus.
Maybe take that bit out.
Nah. It's the second last episode. We can say whatever we want.
Oh, God. But no, chewing gum doesn't stay in the stomach or cause any intestinal problems. It just moves through the digestive system like other things that we can't digest, such as sweet corn and whatever else.
So
beans.
So it'll show up in your stool like sweet corn.
Yes.
Lovely.
Lovely.
Right, we've just over 20 minutes. I think we're going to keep this one short this week because we're both tired. We've had a very long day with very loud children who we love dearly, but they're very fucking loud.
And they never stop talking or making a noise of any sort. Yep. Not even bad. They haven't been bad. They haven't been grumpy. They've just been
talking.
Loud.
Talking. And
making
it's only
words and sounds.
Blair's getting to the age now where she's starting to play with Riley more, and it's only going to get louder, and it's only going to get more.
I know, it's cute, but today, my rope is done.
But they're sleeping. But they're sleeping now. Hopefully.
I always remember Michael McIntyre making that joke about whose wife doesn't tell him when she's getting close to the end of the tether.
Yeah.
So I just decided to try and let you know.
I think I'm not saying I'm the best at noticing when you're getting to the end of your tether, but I think
definitely
I'm getting better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you do step in.
Yeah.
But then you did come home. You took them away today for half an hour and then you came home and screamed into a pillow.
I did genuinely scream into a pillow because they did not shut up.
Well, the kids laughed in the background saying, "What's daddy doing?"
All they were doing, was just screaming at each other. That's all it was. I wish it made sense what they were doing, but they were just screaming at each other.
In a fun way or in a ragey way?
No, in a fun way. And then Riley tried to take Blair's crock. Blair had Riley's crock in her hand. Riley was trying to get the crock off Blair, and then that caused Blair to scream. So I turned the radio up very loud and just drowned them out.
Fair enough.
I didn't even change the radio channel. It was like BBC Scotland or something. It was like diddly diddly music.
Fair enough.
Right. That is the end of the penultimate episode of the Hit the Wall podcast.
Yes!
One more we're going to do next week. We're going to do a little debrief on how the run went. And we will keep you posted. Please obviously keep an eye out on the Hit the Wall Instagram page on Sunday the 26th of May, which is for us tomorrow. But this is going to be released on the Saturday night, but you might be listening to it on the Sunday. So Sunday the 26th is the run. Keep an eye on the Instagram page at Hit the Wall Pod. If you've got any messages for us or any questions that you want to ask about how the marathon went on the last episode, then get them into us, hitthewallpod@gmail.com. And I want to give a massive shout out to everyone who has donated via the Just Giving page. I've got some money to add to the total because people have given me cash, so I'm going to add that soon as well. So I want to thank Serena and Heather from my work for donating that money.
I mean, if they want me to look after that money for you tomorrow, I mean, I'm going to be hanging about for 5 hours. I'm going to need my lunch and I'm going to need a drink and I'm going to need, you know,
it's actually in my locker at work. So
it's alright, I'm parking at your work, I'll go get it.
No, it's alright.
Alright, the charity can have it.
Right, so a big thank you to the following people: Rachel Wilkins, Chloe Hislop, Elaine Donachie, Alice Sneddon. I know these people, but I'm just saying their names properly. But I know yous, and thank you very much. Alice Sneddon, Kendall, Carolina, Natalia, and Nico, Nikki Faulkner, Chris and Claire, Fiona and Fraser, Fiona, Manny Fiona, I think that is, Amanda, Emma Cassar, Ryan, Alan Scott, Alan Scott, Hannah and David, Mita and Peter, Kerry, Scott and Lauren, Diane McQuaid, Brick. Ah, I know who that is. It's Nick and Briny. Meg from my work, and or she's put Megabus, is what I call her. Carol, the Hogs, my mum and dad, thank you very much. Debbie McGowan, Mrs. McCafferty, who's one of our regular listeners, I think. May Alan Scott again. Alan Scott realised that he's given me two donations, but I very much appreciate it. Emma, Paul Leonard. Paul, thank you very much. Karen and Anonymous.
Oh,
thank
anonymous.
You to everyone for donating. We are at £505 out of the £400 target, so it is really genuinely appreciated, and it's going to a great cause, which is the Simpsons Memory Box Appeal. If you want more information on what the charity do, just type into Google Simba Charity, or go to the website. I think it's simbacharity.org.uk. That might be wrong, but just Google it. Who types on a website these days? Just Google it, and it'll
just
tell
Google
you.
Just Google it. In fact, if you've listened to this podcast, your phone will start showing you adverts for it soon anyway, so you didn't
exactly.
Even
So, and also thank you for anybody who's messaged, who's asked me how my training and that's going. You don't know how appreciated it is. Just even the little comments and stuff really makes a difference. I cannot wait, though, to get
have
this
the end of this podcast. What?
Over I'm and done joking. With. And thank you, Amy, for doing this podcast with me as well. It's rolled back the
coerced,
years.
Coerced,
so it
so
it
was. What? Gaslighted. Coerced and gaslighted, didn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
So it
yeah.
was.
And you've got one more to do.
Do you
and
mean?
Then, and then you
still
can retire.
It.
Then you can retire for good. And I can
okay.
do my own thing.
However, I have had fun. Thanks. And I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Looking forward to seeing you do it tomorrow.
And thank you for everything you've done for me in terms like leading up to the marathon and stuff, and doing everything and organising stuff, and joining running Facebook pages and telling me what I should be doing and all that sort of stuff.
Organising where your children are going to go.
I don't deserve you.
Drive? No, you don't. You're right.
Yeah. Oh well, right. We're dragging this out. So for the second last time, Amy.
Good afternoon. Good evening. And good night.
Bye. Let's fucking do this!
Yeah!